Hi, Jill Healy-Quintard. I'm speaking for the Global Healing Exchange, and my business is Body and Balance, and I run a business that has a mixture of yoga, Pilates, fusion, dance, yoga nidra, restorative and bar. So quite a number of different things. I fuse quite a lot of it together, and I work with people who have quite a few issues. Now, as particularly women, it does happen to men, but particularly women as they age, osteoporosis is a problem. So that's bone health. And one of the things that really helps osteoporosis is to move. Now, apart from the fact of weight and diet and all of that sort of thing, but the bone needs to have the muscles moving against the bone to keep them strong. So with exercise, particularly with things like Pilates, Pilates is very much working on balancing the spine, balancing the entire body, working muscle with bone. So if we move our bodies and begin to do more stretching rather than just walking or using machines, it's really important to actually use your own body and use your own body weight, because that's going to help the muscles to be strong. It's going to help the muscles to work with the bone. And once that is strong, there's a decreased risk of osteoporosis. So the exercises I would be doing is a mixture of Pilates and yoga, and doing things like a push-up, doing things like a up dog and a down dog, which is all to do with strength and movement of spine, cat stretches, which is moving spine, so one way and the other way moving through the spine. But must add, if you do have osteoporosis, you need to watch what exercise you actually are doing. So for instance, if you're down on your hands and you have osteoporosis, this could be a little bit too much for the bones. So there's exercises you can do, either turning the hands that way, or you could place something underneath the hands where you could actually still do the exercise without it being too stressful. Other ways of doing things like a down dog or a cat stretch can be done just against a wall. So you could push your hands against a wall and actually start to do that movement as you would with a down dog or a cat stretch moving through the spine. So things like that would actually help to you to keep moving, keeping that bone strength, even if you do have osteoporosis or if you're in the early stages. So very important not to give up altogether and just say, I've got osteoporosis, but keep moving your body, keep moving the muscles against the bones, keeping the bones strong, and also keeping the muscles strong. So they will then create a padding for your bones as well, if your muscles are strong. And thank you.